Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
So if you want to be noticed in life, you're going to have to war a good warfare. How do you do that? By holding faith. Because there's always somebody telling you, you can't do something. How many of y'all want to be noticed? Don't lie. Lift your hand up. You should want to be noticed. You're made in the class of God Almighty. There's nothing you can't do. Now, let me start a little bit with the testimony. I was raised a Catholic boy. I wasn't raised in church, so we didn't pray to God. We talked to the priests, you know. And anybody ever been Catholic at least once? Well, you know what I'm talking about, that kind of stuff. And things. So I didn't know anything about any of this Pentecostal stuff. In fact, the first time I saw a Pentecostal woman, good Lord. That's the ugliest woman I ever saw in my life. I ain't gonna lie. She didn't have no makeup, and I said, Lord Jesus, ain't gonna be no lust in here, that's for sure. Jesus, am I shocking you? Chip, I hope you don't get mad at me because I'm flying out tonight. Praise God. I didn't understand any of that. Lord Jesus, you know? They didn't believe in makeup, and I said, why? You need that, you know? It's just the truth. You know, y'all know ugly when you see it. But anyway, I wasn't raised up in church. I mean, my mother and father went to church. Eventually, they got born again and became Pentecostals, but I was just not into what we call the God stuff, you know. And so I started playing music, you know, and I mean rock, you know, and I can play 11 instruments. I can play all this stuff right here. And I'm telling you what, girls screaming, wow, and that's your grandma doing that. Can you imagine your grandma going, he the man. He the man. That kind of stuff. But when I didn't know about God, the only two preachers I knew in my whole life was Billy Graham and the Pope. I never heard of any of these people like Kenneth Hagin. I never heard of those people in my life. In fact, I met Kenneth Copeland in an elevator in Houston, Texas. And he just looked at me and said, hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. That didn't impress me. I said, I'm Jesse Duplantis. How you doing? That's the end of that, you know. That's where I first met him. I didn't know anything about that. And I'll never forget the guy that brought us to that meeting. It was at John Osteen, Joel Osteen's dad's church. He said, maybe we can get to see the speakers. I said, why? Why? Oh, man, you get to see the speakers. I said, okay. That didn't impress me at all, you know. But after I heard what they spoke, it was just such a blessing of the Lord. Every one of you have been designed by God to get noticed. Because God didn't give you a gift for just for it to go away. He gave you a gift that the world has to see. Now, how many of you would like God to write a book about you? Hold your hand up. Think about that for a minute. God Almighty would write a book about you. And you know, he did that to a special young guy named Timothy through the great apostle Paul. Who was he called his beloved son in the faith? Now think about that. So I don't care what nationality you are, or color, or creed, because I don't know color. I don't know any of that stuff whatsoever. You are a human being created by God Almighty. And so if somebody kind of looks down at you because you're Latino, don't say you're Hispanic because you got the word panic in there. You got to get rid of that. You got to use Latino. You see, or you're American Indian. I believe we have some American Indian people. Y'all the Navajo. Oh, Lord, I love the American Indian. I mean, I preach in a lot of the reservations and everything, and it's just such a blessing. And when I preach to a black church, I preach like a black preacher. Hey, come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then when I preach to a white church, I go, hello, so glad to see you tonight. That just blows me away. I mean, why would anybody get say, would you like to meet Jesus Christ as Lord of your life? He can come in your life and you can be just like me. No, I don't want to be like you. That's a white Baptist church. Now, black Baptist church says, for God, So look, hey! And when them guys walk, they got a little lean to them. Like, what's up, baby? How you doing? Look at the black people. Yeah, man. And so my family, if you ever would go to one of our family reunions, we have black people in my family, white people in our family. We have Latino people in our family, have some Indian people in our family. We marry anybody we could get our hands on. We wasn't saved in those days. So, you know, just bring the baby home. So we did. Praise God, you know. Just the way it was, you know. And so I was not taught prejudice. I was taught to just love people for who they are. Now, when God called me, when God saved me, I thought, you just got the wrong man. You know, I mean, you don't understand what I've done. He said, I've already washed it away. And I was a sinner, a chief of sinners. My wife says, I taught some things to the devil he didn't even know about. And I mean that. I mean, I didn't care about nobody but myself. In fact, when I married Kathy 52 years ago, I can't believe that, 52 years. You wasn't allowed in that Catholic church to kiss the bride. Ain't that stupid? You had to walk out the church, and on the church steps, then you kiss the bride. And I told her, I'm going in the music business, follow me. Oh, you can stay here, one or the other. And she did. She always had my back, and God saved her before he saved me because he knew I wasn't listening. But God's word, my mother is the one that, she said, we'll never get Jesse. We got to get Kathy first. And I mean, I didn't know nothing about God and the Holy Ghost. But my mama had taught me a few things. And Kathy, I'm going to just say, then I'm going to get into the scripture. Kathy says, you know, I got saved, but I just don't feel right. And of course, I'm drinking, smoking dope, drinking booze, you know. And I said, well, what you need is the Holy Ghost. Now, the only ghost I knew was Casper the Friendly Ghost. That's all I knew, you know, a cartoon. And I said, that's where you got the power. And I was joking. And that was in St. Louis, Missouri. She said, fly me home. So I flew her to New Orleans. She went to a revival and got the Holy Ghost. I said, meet me in Chicago in 2 weeks. So she met me in Chicago. She come off that plane. She had that little arm swinging. She said, I got the power now. I got the power. You going down, sucker. You going down. I got the power. And she did. And I thought, my God, man, what happened? She said, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, I was joking. She said, I wasn't. So do you have a Bible tonight? Would you turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy? That's right before 2 Timothy. That'll help you out. I want to talk about this wonderful person called Timothy, a person like you, a person with gifts that had to get noticed. Oh, my shaking Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, Jesse, I'm going to pull some out of this meeting. I'm going to make some Billy Grahams. I'm going to make some Kenneth Hagins and some Kenneth Copelands. I'm going to make some Joyce Myers. I'm going to do some wonderful things here. And some of you that will go in business, I'll make some Bezos that own Amazon. I'm telling you, God will do anything you're willing to believe. And Paul writes in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. Verse 2. Unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Now watch this. Paul began to talk about Timothy to such a degree that God, through Paul, wrote a book to Timothy, and that's come we know who Timothy is. So what book will be written about, by you? What was going to happen? Because God wants you noticed in every area of your life. You say, but I'm not pretty. It has nothing to do with pretty. It has nothing to do with being skinny, fat, good looking, all that kind of stuff. It doesn't make any difference with that. You see, God made you special. Now, I'm going to say something that may make some people mad. He made you on the order of the God class. You're actually above angels. Angels are servants of God. You are sons and daughters of God. You're in the family. See, he made you an offer you couldn't refuse. He put life inside of you. So notice, he's talking to Timothy. He said, now, Timothy, I want you to get noticed. Now, Timothy was young. You know what I mean? And people were just looking, what are we going to do with this kid? I mean, who he thinks it is that he can talk about God? So the very first thing that Paul told him to do, and you can write it down if you're taking notes, was to war a good warfare. He said, people are going to get mad at you. They're going to have all kinds of problems. You war a good warfare. And that's in chapter 1, verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before in thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. Well, how do you do that? Hold in faith and a good conscience, which means your soul, which some have put away concerning faith, which have made shipwreck. Now watch this. You understand, when I got born again, people told me, now, I used to drink a lot of booze, smoke a lot of dope. I took trips and never left my house. girls by the hundreds, and I mean, you know, because the rock world, you know, all that kind of stuff. What happened was when I got born again, God gave me a charge to hold faith, to stand on his word. I didn't know much about how to do that, but I made up my mind that I would war a good warfare. So being from South Louisiana, New Orleans, people would say, man, yeah, you got to be from Tulsa. You got to be from Tulsa, you know, because most of those preachers came out of Tulsa and things of that nature. Well, I happened to be born in New Orleans. In fact, a man asked me the other day, have you lived in New Orleans all your life? I said, not yet. I'm still here. So when you understand what God is saying, see, so I mean, that doesn't mean you don't have trouble in life, but you have an answer that's bigger than any trouble. So when you look at yourself and you say, I'm not this, I'm not that, God is saying, you everything I want you to be. You see, so some people may say, well, you know, you're too young to do that. And yet Paul tells Timothy that let nobody despise thy youth. In other words, if I call you, it's done. See, when the pastor of the first church I went to, he saw the anointing of God on my life. Now, I didn't know nothing about that. He said, I would like you to take over the young people. There was three boys. They couldn't get more than three boys because everything was a sin. If you breathe, sin air, spit it out. Okay, you know, I mean, you just couldn't do nothing. You know, and sometimes they asked me to play a song in the church, and I didn't play Bringing in the Sheaves. I didn't even know what a sheave was. I like music. Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? You kind of move a little bit. And oh, they go, oh! I said, well, just close your ears, fool. And, you know, I'm going to play this music. But what happened is within a month and a half, I had 17 young men on fire full of the Holy Ghost. You know how I did it? I told them that God chose them just like I'm telling you God chose you. And I said, you're going to get noticed. And brother, we would go out on salvation trips. What does that mean? We just go out, and I didn't care if it was on the streets, that's called radical evangelism, or being in the church. And boy, if you said glory to God, we would lift our hands up no matter where we were and just say glory to God. One time we went to a place called Denny's. I don't know if you know what Denny's is, but you eat some stuff. And I was with the pastor, and I had some of my guys with me, and we were just sitting there. We're going to grab a hamburger or something like that. And our pastor said, glory to God. And I just jumped up in the whole Denny's. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. People went, oh, okay, man. I'm going to put the food down. I didn't care because when I wasn't saved, I didn't care how loud I got. I didn't care how much I cussed. I didn't care how much sin I did. Now that I'm born again, I don't care if I speak in tongues in the mall. I don't care what people think. I'm going to let this light shine because God chose me and he chose you. Do you understand that? See, now you war in a good warfare. They want you to go, well, when I control yourself, control myself. I've been controlling myself for years. It's time to turn loose and let something happen. So, man, I preached on the streets doing Mardi Gras. Oh, son, make people so mad. I mean, get in front of the floats, you know. I had a friend of mine. I covered his head with ketchup, and I put a crown of thorns on him, and he was dragging a cross, and the people didn't know where the microphone was coming in. We had two people behind that in a baby stroller with the microphone in there and the speakers. And, man, people were just saying, you know, throw me something. It's full of sin everywhere. And I looked. I said, repent. You killed him. You killed him. People go, ah. You know, so mad. And then they would start crying and kneel on the streets of New Orleans and give their life to Jesus Christ. Well, see, they wouldn't let us preach in the church because they thought we were too young to get behind this. But God called us. Now, that one pastor, he was ready, buddy. He said, and I mean them boy, we 17 of us. And there was one named Tommy. That's all he could say is, that's the truth. I said, God will save you. I said, what do you say about that, Tommy? That's the truth. That's all he ever said. But that little, that's the truth, got people born again. So that's the first thing Paul told Timothy. So if you want to be noticed in life, you're going to have to war a good warfare. How do you do that? By holding faith. Because there's always somebody telling you, you can't do something. Am I telling the truth? You can't do that. Who do you think you are? Everything God said. And I want you to write this down if you're taking notes. You must war a good warfare to be a good example. That's how you do it. To be a good example, and you must hold on to faith with character and zeal. I have been saved, my God, since Labor Day weekend 1974, and I've never lost my passion or my character because of the zeal that God has for me in my life. You see what I'm saying? That's how you hold a good holding faith. You use character. Let people see who you are in Christ, no matter what the world says. In other words, we shouldn't be following the world. The world should be following us. Why do we want to dress like the world when the world ought to be dressing like us? Well, maybe the world dresses better than us. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good, see? So you want to be that. See what I'm saying? No, why don't we get their attention by being the God people that we should be? And that's done through character and zeal. See, youth is the motivating power of the world. The best thing God can use is you because you're young. You don't get tired easy. You're a young person. Glory to God. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. You see, I mean, when you're young, and boy, I want to tell you something, I didn't care. I mean, I could sleep like a horse standing up, you know what I mean? Just do whatever God told me to do. And what I was doing was warring a good warfare, because everybody in my Kathy knows that they were telling me, now, that Jesse, he ain't called. You know, he still got that rock stuff in him. He still look like one of them nightclub entertainers. Well, God didn't change my personality. He changed my spirit. You see what I'm saying? They didn't understand that. Well, you got to be like us. No, I'm not going to be like you. I'm going to be like Christ, the hope of glory. And I want to tell you something about Jesus. People love Jesus. Even the kids went up to him. Now, you know kids ain't going to go up to some boring fool, right? He ain't going to get around that kind of stuff. But he had something. He had a light in him, and that was his Father God that was in him. That's what Paul was saying. If you want to be noticed, Timothy, you hold that conscience. You war a good warfare. Now, number two, now watch it. The second thing he told, and I'm going to just go through this, then I'm going to come down there and preach it. Second thing he told Timothy, behave thyself in the house of God. In other words, be a total example. Let people see the light of God. If you're full of the Holy Ghost, pray in the Holy Ghost. Let people see Christ in you, the hope of glory. You must, let me say it like this. You must have yourself and behave yourself in the house of God. Don't just look at being young as a time of enjoyment. And that's fun to enjoy your life. Just don't look at it as a time of enjoy. See it as a time of preparation and opportunity. See, you were brought here because it's your time. There's an opportunity, and you have to be prepared for it when it shows up. So when you understand that, God's word will flow through you, and people will get noticed. See, when I got called to the ministry, I didn't come out of this kind of world. Nobody knew who I was. So how did people notice me? I did what Paul did. Said the same thing to Timothy, he said to me. He said, behave yourself in the house. So I did, you know. And then when somebody had asked me to do something, I'd do it. But I gave it my flavor. You see what I'm saying? I said, well, I mean, I can't be Oral Roberts. I wish I could. I can't be Billy Brim. I can't be Chip Brim. But I can be Jesse the Planet. So I'm going to give you what I got. And, you know, when I went to work and started preaching with Brother Copeland, I said, Kenneth, I'm not like you guys. I'm not like Jerry Savelle. I'm not like you, but I can give you me. He said, that's all I want. Yeah. So I gave the talents that God gave me, and it showed up in that church. And before you know it, without sounding prideful or arrogant, I'm known all over the world. Why? Because I used that time as preparation for the opportunities that would come my way. That's exactly what Paul was telling Timothy. If you want to get noticed, my God, you behave yourself in the house of God. And don't just use young just for an enjoyment, but make it realize that you got preparation and opportunity coming. And then number three, you never neglect the gift God has bestowed upon you. God bestowed upon me. See, I thought I would never play music again. I thought, I got to go in there and do it like the church people. No, he didn't give you that gift to just throw it away. You see what I'm saying? He's going to use the gifts that he gave you in your life. You must drink in this message of redemption. People know when you're born again with willingness and enthusiasm. You see, so when you understand that, and I'm going to come down there. When you understand that, people get excited when you get excited about the God you serve. Now, is it okay, Chip, if I go down there? Is that all right if I walk down there and I go mess up the cameras? And let me just say this. God sent me here for a reason. What is that reason? You. What are you willing to do that you'll let God just do whatever he wants, when he wants, where he wants, and how he wants? You see what I'm saying? When you understand that, God will use each and every one of you. Because you're not here by accident. You're not just filling up the chair. You're here because God called you to be there. So what do you want God to do for you, young man? What are you willing to do, sir? What are you willing to say when God gives you that opportunity? Have you prepared yourself, my God, for what God wants you to do? He said, but I don't know. Good, because when you don't know, you won't know you made a mistake. Amen. So you'll walk by faith. Oh, they got devil. You'll walk by faith and not by sight. I guess there's a line right there or something. Hallelujah. See, rest of y'all ain't going to make it. This people, no, I'm just joking. See, so when you understand that, when you understand what God will do for you. Yeah, but I'm only 14, I'm 12, or I'm 13, or whatever age you are. That doesn't make any difference. Out of 7.8 billion people on this planet, God created you with a gift. So I made up my mind that I would be born again. I thought that the rock world was my was what I was supposed to do. No, I was created to serve God, but I didn't know that then. Are you enjoying your life the way God wants you to? My partner offered The Value of This Life shows you how wonderful life can be when you understand how valuable it really is. Through Scripture, I show you the keys to living the abundant life Jesus bought for you that will prepare you for the life hereafter. This is a wonderful thing. Order your copy today at jdm.org. Do it.
You know, every time I hear about the powerful impact of God's Word on its people, it always fills me with joy and thanks to the Father. So get ready to be blessed with joy and strengthened with all of God's glorious power as you hear the wonderful testimonies sent to us from real people just like you and me. Let's begin here. Brother Jesse recently released a powerful prophetic word. This is going to be a blessing week. He emphasized that this blessing would be spiritual, physical, and financial, and could even extend to a blessing year or a whole blessing life. The next day, the word manifested. I received $100, which was the exact, much-needed amount I needed for a COD package coming from Greece, plus enough for gas. Glory to God. You know, thank you for writing this into us. Now, here's another great testimony I know will bless you. It says, I recently reached out to the ministry for prayer to become debt-free. I wanted to share my praise report. God has completely paid off my debt of $9,604.46. I never doubted in my mind that God wouldn't come through for me. Thank you so much for your prayers. I love that. God is so good. One more here before we close. It says, in the time I've been sowing, I've gone from being busted, broke, sick, sad, and lonely to prospering financially in ways I always believed I would. My very first seed of $1.28 way back in 2000 led to a 10-year position with a manufacturing company as the director of First Impressions. A few years ago, I couldn't even afford to eat despite working. I was financially irresponsible. Now, I'm making double what I made back then, though I work very hard for it. The mindset you all operate in has impacted my life. Praise God and thank you, JDM. You know, God is so good, and I pray that you've been encouraged by today's glorious moments. Jesse and I are believing God for you to receive a marvelous move of God in your life too. God bless you.
Are you ready to walk in God's vision for your life and receive above all that you ask or think? In my new book, Create Your World and Walk in It, you'll learn how to have God's creative DNA flowing inside of you, and your connection to His power gives you the ability to create too. By using your faith voice and saying only what faith says, discover the power within you, and every promise on your heart comes to pass in your life. Create your world and walk in it. Get your copy today at jdm.org. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said in today's message, God wants you to be noticed. He gave you gifts and a purpose uniquely designed just for you. So what book will be written about you? That's a good thought, isn't it? I encourage you to watch the full teaching on our free JDM app. And there's even more there that will bless you. Hey, we are receiving wonderful testimonies from everywhere about our product offering, my new book, Create Your World and Walk in It. Are you ready to think better, speak better, get more targeted in your faith so you can see the results you're believing God for? You need to get this book. How do I get it? Go to jdm.org and order it today. You will be blessed. Before we go, I want to tell you that next week we're on tour with one of my heaven meetings. I'm giving my testimony about my trip to heaven in 1988. We're not streaming these services. They're in person only, and my next one is on Friday, September the 18th at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. You can get more details on our meetings page at jdm.org. Partners, thank you for your glorious partnership. 50 years we're celebrating in this ministry. I say it almost every week. Never have had a financial deficit. Why? I trust you. You trust me. We both trust God. I bet you can say that statement. I say it all the time. And I mean that sincerely. God is so good and so gracious. So I ask you today to become a partner. Come on, do that, my Lord, because the anointing of increase is on us. Every dollar you send goes into world evangelism. I don't know how many ministers can say that, but this in here, we've been debt-free since 1982. Think about that. Romans 13:8. Owe no man anything but the love. And we believe in God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. That's 20 million bucks. That's a lot of money. Two projects we're doing right now will wipe it all out for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. None of it comes to me. 100% of it goes into world evangelism. And if you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. I tell you what, I got people that started partnering with our ministry, broke as a junkyard dog, and all of a sudden getting blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Because we prayed the hundredfold for you. And it's on me, ladies and gentlemen. And I believe it will come upon you. So be a partner today. Thank you for watching this program. You bless us so much when you do. Jesse Duplantis from New Orleans, Louisiana, saying I love you. I really do. Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what heaven is like? Then join Jesse Duplantis at his 2026 Heaven Tour. Since Jesse's miraculous trip to heaven in 1988, countless lives have been forever changed by the powerful message that Jesus gave him to proclaim throughout the world. At these in-person only services, Jesse will take you through his trip to heaven and share some of the many wonderful things that the Lord has in store for us, both in heaven and on earth. There will also be a special time of ministry, and then Jesse will answer some questions from the audience. It's time to discover the truth of eternity and embrace the everlasting love that Jesus has for you. Jesse Duplantis' Heaven Tour, Friday, September 18th at 7 p.m. in Newark, Texas at Eagle Mountain International Church. Visit jdm.org for more information.
Jesus said, I only say what my Father says and I only do what my Father says to do.
Sunday, September 27th, Jesse Duplantis will share a powerful word at Covenant Church.
Use your faith voice. Only say what faith says. I begin with God, I end with God. God said, I believe. It's amazing what God will do for you if you just let Him.
Jesse Duplantis at Covenant Church, Sunday, September 27th at 10 a.m. Jesse Duplantis Ministries for over 50 years has shared the good news of Jesus, reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time.
I love talking about Jesus. I don't care where I'm at. I am not taking my words from public opinion. I'm taking my words from Jesus Christ. And He said, greater is He who is in you, Jesse, than he who is in the world.
If you don't know my Jesus tonight, would you give me the honor of walking to the throne of God with you?
See, that's why Satan wants to keep people in darkness. But you, as a Christian that lives right, and persecution coming, you are flooding that area with light.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.